Welcome back to the Rolling Stunner Podcast. I'm Ken, by the way, OG Ken 100. This is episode numero ciento bra bra bra. This is episode numero 147. That's episode 147. We rolling out here. Oh man. Is this show going to be about beef? Yes, 100%. Back out now if you're tired of all the beef talk, because I am not. The beef just got wilder. And I just came back from Puerto Rico too, man. I'm feeling nice and tan, straight out of Puerto Rico. I'm moving out here, man. I'm rolling for real this time around. But before we get to our beef, what we're going to be puffing on is Legend OG. And it's 34% THC on this one. What is it? Is it a indica? This is the one with the scratch and sniff, huh? I don't know. It doesn't matter. So we're going to be playing a lot of beef songs today, a lot of it. So this whole episode is not going to be as a detailed breakdown as last episode, because it was just one song I was breaking down. Because, you know, I don't usually break down, but fuck it, why not? But this time around, it's a lot of songs. These guys went all out and they dropped a lot. Kendrick Lamar dropped a lot of songs. So we're going to be listening to all of it this show. This show might be longer than usual or shorter than usual. And this show also might get knocked off, might get blacklisted, and you can't listen to it ever again. But it doesn't matter, because we're here. Before I set all that up, let's start it off silly. We're going to start it off silly. What do I mean by silly? This is by You Know Miles, Honey Bun.
Be certified, bitch.
Seen this bad girl at the store. She's like a honey bun. She brown skin, bad man. She like a honey bun. So I had to hit her with the, where you from? I might have to DM. She a honey bun. Had to hear up, sweet honey iced tea. Why this nigga mad? Cause he look like iced tea. My brother in the bathroom, that nigga like iced tea. Make sure my shoes fresh, them bitches Nike. Feel like Chip Scott, like my shiny teeth in me. Hit it with the black and yellow, just like Bumblebee. I never fumble the money, cause it's calling me. I feel like a baller on the court, but not shooting three. Bitch, I feel strong today, woke up like Hercules. Need to go back to school, what the fuck is a hyperbole? Why the hell I hit my mouth, now I got no teeth. Went and moved to the forest, they say I'm a beast. Hey, she a honey bun, she a honey bun. She like a honey bun. She brown skin, bad man. She like a honey bun.
Honey
so
bun.
I had to hit her with the where you from?
Honey
I might have to DM. She a
honey bun.
Had to hit her up, sweet honey iced tea. Why this nigga mad? Cause he look like iced tea. My brother in the bathroom, that nigga like iced tea. Make sure my shoes fresh, them bitches Nike. Feel like Chip Scott, like my
Nike.
Shiny teeth in me.
Still the same guy. He has reins, you know. It's Martin Luther King.
Shout out Martin Luther King. That nigga had a dream. Fuck do you mean? That nigga had a dream. Martin Luther King. Hey, Martin Luther King, shout out to Big Bro. If it wasn't for Big Bro, I wouldn't be rapping though. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be here rapping this shit, trapping this shit, stealing shit from my family and shit. Can't forget about Malcolm X and Rosa Parks. I feel like we made it out the park, but it don't matter because of Martin Luther King. A nigga had a dream. Fuck do you mean? That nigga had a dream. Then I started rapping, so that's what I did. Hey, shout out Martin Luther King. That nigga had a dream.
Fuck this shit was like 1 minute long.
That nigga had a dream. Martin Luther King.
Hey, yikes. Okay, let me stop it there. Let me stop it right there. And I swear, bro, I swear that my reaction is a little bit delayed. My rhythm is just not that bad. It's delayed, trust. It's just delayed somehow. At least I think so. So that was You Know Miles. He's coming up. Pause. And it seemed like all his songs are short as shit. That's pretty much this new generation. This next generation songs are now going to be 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes long. Although we got beef to discuss, and those are going to be a little longer. A little longer than this. Still puffing on Legend OG, though. OG 100. Oh man, Puerto Rico. It's come up since the last time I've been there. It's looking a lot less deserted. That was over a decade ago, so. I feel like I got a 10, but not really. I'm just black. So after the last show, we're going to keep going sequentially how these have been dropping. Now, I've scored it already. I've been scoring it this whole time. And I do believe up until now, Kendrick is up. He was up. Like 2-1, I think my score was last time I did this show. Not too certain, but it wasn't that far off. Then what happened? Right after the show, sequentially, Kendrick dropped 616 in LA. Now, the graphic he used was Maybach gloves. That's just it, just Maybach gloves. And I'll talk about the significance of all this later on, but out of nowhere. Again, remember Kendrick was the last one I dropped that I reviewed last episode. He dropped this one. Hold on, let's start from the top.
There's survival. Survival. I think somebody lying. Smell somebody lying. I don't see no fire.
Off-white sun, seeker, head the marina. Fuck a phantom, I like to buy yachts when I get the fever. Wine cooler, spill on my white t-shirt, the sightseer. Trifecta, money, morals, and culture. That's my leisure, my visa. Passport tatted, I show up in Ibiza. Luke Cali's dwellings in Brooklyn just to book me some pizza. Who can reach us? Only God can teleport this type of freedom. God, my confession is yours. But who am I if I don't go to war? There's opportunity when living with loss. I discover myself with not far short race. My hands to a fallen sky. I fantasize me jumping planets, immortalized. I correspond. Three angels watching me all the time. Put my children to sleep with a prayer, then close my eyes. Definition of peace. Tell me who gon' stop me. I come from love and still cover my heart, then open me up. Remember when picked up a pen, lyrics that I can trust. Timid soul staring in the mirror, asking where I was from. Often I know this type of power is gon' cost, but I live in the circadian rhythms of a shooting star. The mannerisms of Raphael, like a healer, give you art. But the industry's cooked as I pick the carcass apart. Yeah, somebody's lying. I can see the vibes on act. Even he looking compromised. Let's peel the layers back.
I had to stop it that one time, bro. We all know. We all know act has been compromised. Shout outs to act. He's still in denial, but we'll get to that later.
rhythms of a shooting star. The mannerisms of Raphael, I can heal and give you art. But the industry's cooked as I pick the carcass apart. Yeah, somebody's lying, I can see the vibes on act. Even he looking compromised, let's peel the layers back. Ain't no brownie points, will be in your chest, harassing ant. Fucking with good people, make good people go to bed. Conspiracies about cash, dog, that's not even the leak. Find the jewels like cash, dog, I just need you to think. Are you finally ready to play? Have you ever, let's see, have you ever thought that OVO is working for me? Fake bully, I hate bullies, you must be a terrible person. Everyone inside your team is whispering that you deserve it. Can't tussy slide about it, this one is just gonna resurface. Every dog gotta have his day, now live in your purpose. It was fun until you start to put money in the streets, then lost money cause they came back with no receipts. I'm sorry that I live a boring life, I love peace, but war ready if the world is ready to see you bleed. The Elohim KTW, know you can't sleep, these images trouble you. Know the wires in your circle should puzzle you. If you were street smart, then you would have caught that your entourage is only to hustle you. 100 niggas that you got on salary, and 20 of them want you as a casualty. And one of them is actually next to you, and two of them is practically tired of your lifestyle, just don't got the audacity to tell you. But let me tell you some game, cause I can see you, my little homie. You playing dirty with propaganda, hit blow up on you. You're playing nerdy with Zach Bia and Twitter bots, but your reality can't hide behind Wi-Fi. Your little means is losing steam, they figured you out. The forced opinions is not convincing, y'all need a new route. It's time that you look around on who's around you. Before you figure that you're not alone, ask what Mike would do.
So he dropped this like in the afternoon or some shit, something early. He dropped it some early, and it was bait, because it was close up. And I'm speaking from looking back, because everything I'm about to talk about already happened. But I, at the time, let me back up. Let me speak as if I didn't know. Okay, so it was just gloves was the image that he used for this song, which has since been removed, but I'll also explain that later. I know I keep saying I explain things later, but I generally forget to do that. So, at least I brought it up. So, we had the gloves. A few hours later, we have 7 minutes and 37 seconds of
maybe
Drizzy.
In this song? You shouldn't start by saying,
nigga, I said it, I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendlier jabs. You mentioned my seed, now deal with his dad. I gotta go bad, I gotta go bad.
But hold on, let's pay respects to how he really just started that. Nigga, I said it. We don't remember the last episode. I was like, we don't want to hear you say nigga no more.
Maybe in this song.
And Drake replied
by saying,
nigga, I said it. I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendlier jabs. You mentioned my seed and I deal with his dad. I gotta go bad. I gotta go bad.
Drop
a 50 bag.
This was good.
A mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag. 29 for the thought.
Now, I must say the visual came with this video. I mean, with this song. And the visual was Drake towing Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City album art. There was an old minivan on that one, that cover. So Drake is towing a minivan in Toronto. Obviously, the internet people looked it up and said that wasn't the same one. But, you know, symbolic. He towed it to a junkyard and crushed that shit. No, just gotta add context, you know?
PT, if you had a set, they give your ass a DP. Two civilian gang in real life, you PC. You know who really bang a set, my nigga YG. You know who really bang a set, my nigga Chuck T. You know who even bang a set out there, CB. And nigga Cole losing sleep on this, it ain't me. You better have some paperwork or that shit fake T. Can't be rapping by no ratting that we can't.
Nah, I can't. I gotta give Drake the same kind of breakdown as I did with the last episode with Kendrick Lamar. And the things Kendrick Lamar mentioned, he is rebutting those now. You know, he's saying, you know, Kendrick pretty much said he might be a rat, and he's saying you don't got no paperwork. You ain't no real gangster. Because, you know, internet people are claiming Drake is connected with the Crodies, is what I'm hearing. Feel me?
I mean, it's true, a nigga slimy for my AP. Just like how Metro nigga slime for his main squeeze. Out here begging for attention, nigga, say please.
Damn, man, this is pretty good. You know why I'm just realizing that now? Because of things that happened right after this. This got stepped on, slept on by everyone. Damn, he even shot at Metro?
Always rapping like you about to get the slaves free. You just acting like a...
Remember that. You always rapping like you just want to get the slaves free.
Activists is make-believe. Don't even go back to your hood and plant no money trees. Say you hate the girls I fuck, but what you really mean? I've been with black and white...
And also, on the visuals, he went to the that store, that Chinese restaurant that Kendrick mentioned in the last song. Not the 6161. That one was a subtle jab. We're just going to ignore that one in this fight right now, even though it's a good-ass song. But in the visual, he went to the Chungbinglo, or whatever it's called, and he went there in the same visuals for this Family Matters song. It's called Family Matters, by the way.
And everything that's in between, you the black messiah wiping up.
Let me rewind it back a little bit. So, and I forgot to mention, when I played the 616 song, the internet went crazy to... Because we all know that Drake is the one that... Everybody's asking Drake to do a timestamp. Bro, do a timestamp. Finish him. Do a timestamp. Drake is not doing a timestamp, but Kendrick did a timestamp. So, and the timestamp was 616 in LA. That was the last song I played just now. And the internet had multiple, at least like 6 or 7 meaning of 616. Genius move. Yeah.
This is make believe. Don't even go back to your hood and plant no money tree.
And also, I keep stopping this shit. Also, oh wait, hold on, he haven't said it yet. Or did he? Probably. I think he already said it. The first one that Drake dropped. I think he was saying, oh, he's gonna rap or triple. You want to see the quadruple of entendre or some shit like that. That 616 title was like more than 40. 40 entendres.
You're begging for attention, nigga, say please. Always rapping like you about to get the slaves free. Mm-hmm. You just acting like an activist, it's make believe. Don't even go back to your hood and plant no money trees. Say you hate the girls I fuck, but what you really mean? I've been with black and white and everything that's in between. Mm-hmm. You the black messiah, wiping up a mixed queen. And hit vanilla cream to help out with your self esteem.
Shit. That's a good shot. And Cameron threw this alley-oop to Drake, at least publicly, because Cameron was hating after the last episode when people were hyped about Euphoria. Cameron was rapping for Drake because he was compromised, let's be real, him and Mace. 50 Cent is also compromised, because in that same video, he was spinning the G-Unit chain that 50 Cent was known for. And 50 Cent has been biased towards his support online. And it's evident. Gilly from Gilly and Wallow. I think Drake brought him out in the concert. He's compromised. He's so far compromised. I remember to talk about this later on after Drake... The current status, and he's still repping, he's super far gone. Even Cam and Mace kind of called it like they see it. But
so Bobby shit, I wanna know what Whitney needs. All that puppy love was over and y'all late.
Oh shit, hold up.
And everything that's in between. You the black messiah, wifing up a mixed queen. And hit vanilla cream to help out with your self-esteem. Also Bobby shit, I wanna know what Whitney needs. Mm-hmm. All that puppy love was over in y'all late teens. Why you never hold your son and tell him say cheese? We could've left the kids out of this, don't blame me. You a dog and you know it, you just play sweet. Your baby
Ray,
mama
you said don't blame me. Okay. He's shooting back because the last in Euphoria, Kendrick was saying, oh, you don't know nothing about that. Taking care of your kids, you don't know nothing about that. And Drake is replying to that now. Now, I'm just really listening to this for real now because how shit went down, the moves that happened in real life, real time in this. It really stepped on this thing. This thing is good and it was stepped on.
We screaming, save me. You did it dirty all your life. You trying to make peace. I heard that one of them little kids might be day free.
Oh, shit.
Don't make it day freeze. Cause if your GM is your BM secret BD, then this is all making plenty fucking sense to me. Hey, let that shorty breathe. Shake that ass, bitch. Hands on your knees, hands on your knees.
Replying to the sexy red, you pop ass with him.
Hands on your knees, shake that ass for Drake, now shake that ass for free. Yeah, yeah, we're not that kind of free. I'm talking about my nigga Dave. Your man a Lil K, we call that shit a mini Drake. He always said I overlooked him, I was staring straight.
And the Drake, that's a Lil K. He's replying to a lot of shit. That's a little great. That shit is a mini Drake.
Shake that ass for Drake, now shake that ass for free. Yeah, yeah, we're not that kind of free. I'm talking about my nigga Dave. Your man a Lil K, we call that shit a mini Drake. He always said I overlooked him, I was staring straight. These bars go over Kenny head no matter what I say. I know you like to keep it short, so let me paraphrase. Knew it was smoke when Abel hit us with the serenade. Niggas say, almost started reaching for my ways. Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the bar. I was really, really trying to keep it.
Trying to keep it PG. Oh shit.
Yo, we stop playing around and take this shit serious.
Shit.
Buddy. Niggas is a joke, I take it serious though.
We're halfway there.
Yo.
Psych. Look, we not.
If Drake shooters doing TikToks, nigga really shooting in your gang. That's peace, brother. Y'all ain't getting shit shot. Nigga can't listen to the stick talking falsetto, saving for a hip hop. Nigga, you don't even be at home, dog. You a souvenir out the gift shop. Nigga still mad about that one hoe. We ain't even fuck. I just lip lock with her. I get acting when it's wartime. I ain't even really let my dick drop. Nigga, what the fuck? I heard Rick drop. Nigga talking something about a nose job. Nigga, Ozempic got a side effect of jealousy and doubt. And never told y'all niggas put a nigga in the bars. Let a nigga rock kinda like your old job. Nigga house sitting on some land. But
he's shooting at the field now. Everybody.
Drop nigga, what the fuck I heard? Rick drop nigga talking something about a nose job. Nigga, Ozempic got a side effect of jealousy and doubt. And never told y'all niggas put a nigga in the bars. Let a nigga rock kinda like your old job. Nigga, house sitting on some land, but it's out where no one even really know y'all. Niggas, bitches gotta drive 2 hours for your pay. I'm just to give a blow job. Nigga, must have started up a snowball. Cause my last record deal was 400 M's. These days, that's a low bar, nigga. Hey, who's next on the list? Which one of my so-called niggas? Which one of my so-called niggas? Which one of my so-called niggas need a chef on a clip? Always knew I had to smoke y'all niggas. Good kid, mad city van, wheel potter latch and make the door slide. Tears running down my cheek, laughing at you pussy dying. It's a war cry. Weekend music getting played in all the spots where boys got a little more pride. That's why all your friends dip into Atlanta paying just to find a tour guide. Able run your fucking bread, need to buy some more chains for some more guys. Let me find another street nigga I could take to the game courtside. Let me get a used Ferrari for a rapper, take the nigga on a horse ride. Anything to take a spotlight off the fact the boss is a drugged out little punk sissy from the north side. Rakim talking shit again. Gas cause you hit my BM first, nigga. Do the math who I was hitting in. I ain't even know you rap still cause they only talking about your fit again. Probably gotta have a kid again for you think of dropping any shit again. Even when you do drop, they gon' say you should've modeled cause it's mid again. Smoking 50, but they should've put you on the first one trying to get it in. Ask Spring if this a good idea, the next time you cuddled in a bed again. She'll even tell you leave the boy alone before you get your head split again. Pluto shit made me sick to my stomach, we ain't never really been through it. Lil Wayne, he a fucking lame, so I know he had to be an influence. These
These niggas had a plan and they finally found a way to rope you into it. Two separate albums, this and I just did a Kim to it. Niggas skimmed through it. Me and Savage had the hoes dripping where it shows, almost had to swim to it. K-Dot shit is only hitting hard when Baby King put his pen to it. Ross calling me the white boy and the shit kinda got a ring to it. Cause all these rappers
white waving boy?
White flags while the whole fucking club sing to it. Murder scene on your man tonight, then come to vigil with the candlelight. Body at the fucking body and you know Rick reading my Miranda rights. I'm going on vacation, I hope next time y'all plan it right. Cause you gotta pay for saying my name. Guess now niggas understand the price, man.
So, I know we've been using boxing analogies, but this is the NBA playoffs going on right now, and they play for the championship. This is the NBA Finals for rap. And he just said he's going to go to Cancun. And what that means is you lost, you're going on vacation. When it comes to the NBA playoffs, we say that a lot, but you know, these brothers have worked hard. It's time for them to go on vacation. The good ones go to Disneyland because they won everything. The ones that got defeated go on vacation. And he just said he's going to go on vacation. After he just shot at everybody, he shot at ASAP, Future, ASAP Rocky, Future, Rick Ross, Kendrick's people, Kendrick. Like, he shot at everybody. And then a third beat change.
Hey, Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone go hand him a Grammy right now. Where's your uncle at? Cause I wanna talk to the man of the house. West Coast niggas do fades, right? Come get this ass whooping, I'm handing him out. You wanna take off for real? Then come get his legacy out of my house. A cease and
oh, shit. Again, he's responding to Euphoria.
Someone go hand him a Grammy right now. Where's your uncle at? Cause I wanna talk to the man of the house. West Coast niggas do fades, right? Come get this ass whooping, I'm handing him out. You wanna take off for real? Then come get his legacy out of my house. A cease and desist is for hoes. Can't listen to lies that come out of your mouth. You caught a two-pack of steak and begged him to sue me and get that shit down. I'm losing perspective on beef. Boy, when the same beat and I kill you for fun. Your daddy got robbed by Top. You stunning and Wayne like father like son. Anthony set up the plays. Kojo be charging you double for none. And shook about what I'ma say. But texting your phone like we already won. You tell me what I shouldn't say. But fuck it, my nigga, it's already done. We already know it's a 20-v-1. We already know why you went number one. It's clearly because of the boy. The honorable thing is to give me the loot. You right about fuck the big three. It's only Big D and it's video proof. My son should go play at the park.
Oh, shit. There's only Big D and it's video proof. And he's talking about the video leak of him. I didn't talk about it on the show, I don't think, because I ain't watching that shit. What the fuck? Some niggas did reviews on it. Like, I mean, real men. Like, bro, the fuck is you on? So he's saying there's video proof of this. How there's only one Big D.
But texting your phone like we already won. You tell me what I shouldn't say. But fuck it, my nigga, it's already done. We already know it's a 20-v-1. We already know why you went number one. It's clearly because of the boy. The honorable thing is to give me the loot. You right about fuck the big three. It's only Big D and it's video proof. My son should go play at the park. Two light-skinned kids, this shit will be cute. Unless you don't want to be seen.
Oh, shit.
With anyone that isn't blacker than you, we get it.
Oh, shit. I just gotta laugh at that. That's some good shit right there.
We got it. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. We get that you like to put gin in your juice. We get that you think that you bishop in juice. When you put your hands on your girl, is it self-defense cause she bigger than you? Your back is up against the curb. You digging for dirt, she be digging for proof. Why did you move to New York? Is it cause you live in that bachelor life? Proposed in 2015, but don't wanna make her your actual wife. I'm guessing this wedding ain't happening right. Cause we know the girls that you actually like. The darkest secrets are coming to light. It's all on your face like what happened to Mike. Oh shit. It's all making sense. Maybe I'm Prince and you actually Mike. Michael was praying his features would change so people believe that he's actually white.
Fuck. That's nasty right there. That is, I just had to stop it. Just to Let that just digest, bro. I just had to stop it just for that. I ain't breaking it down. Just let it soak in. Pause. Let that sink in.
It ain't right, cause we know the girls that you actually like. The darkest secrets are coming to light. It's all on your face like what happened to Mike. Oh shit, it's all making sense. Maybe I'm Prince and you actually Mike. Michael was praying his features would change, so people believe that he's actually white. Top will make you do features for change. Get on pop breakers and rap for the whites. And wait, you say your brother Jermaine, but you only here to stay out of the light. Oh shit, just follow me, right? Cause nothing you saying could bother me, right? I get off the plane and nothing has changed. I handed Delilah with all of my ice. Handed Delilah with all of my ice. Handed Delilah with all of my ice. This shit gotta be over by now for anyone out here that's calling it right. You're dead.
You're dead.
You're dead. You're dead. There's nowhere to hide, there's nowhere to hide, you know what I mean. They hired a crisis management team to clean up the fact that you beat on your queen. The picture you paint, it ain't what it seems. You're dead.
And that was Drake's Family Matters. That's what hit on after the 616 timestamp from Kendrick. Drake dropped this. And before we could even sit down, enjoy this song as good as it is. About an hour later, Kendrick dropped this. Meet the Grams. 6 minutes, 32 seconds.
Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that that man is your father. Let me be honest. It takes a man to be a man. Your dad is not responsive. I look at him and wish your grandpa would have wore a condom. I'm sorry that you gotta grow up and then stand behind him. Life is hard, I know. The challenges always go beat us home. Sometimes our parents make mistakes that affect us until we grown. And you're a good kid that need good leadership. Let me be your mentor, since your daddy don't teach you shit. Never let a man piss on your leg, son. Either you die right there or pop that man in the head, son. Never.
Yeah, that's right. Drake got peed on before, and there's video proof.
Fall in the S, piss on your leg, son. Either you die right there or pop that man in the head, son. Never fall in the escort business, that's bad religion. Please remember, you could be a bitch even if you got bitches. Never code switch, whether right or wrong. You're a black man, even if it don't benefit your goals. Do some push-ups, get some discipline. Don't cut them corners like your daddy did. Fuck what Ozempic did. Don't pay to play with them Brazilians. Get a gym membership.
Understand,
no throwing rocks and hiding hands, that's law. Don't be ashamed about who you with, that's how he treats your moms. Don't have a kid, to hide again, be sure. 5% will comprehend, but 95 is lost. Be proud of who you are, your strength come from within. A lot of superstars that's...
Damn, this dude wrote a letter to his son, bro. He say, just play this
real, but your daddy ain't one of them, and you nothing like him. You'll carry yourself as king. Can't understand me right now. Just play this when you 18.
Why did this brother write a message to his young son and told him to play it when you're 18? And he's probably gonna play this when he's 18.
Dear Sandra, your son got some habits, I hope you...
Damn, that's Drake's mother. Oh, shit. Now he's writing a letter to Drake's mother. La mama. Tu madre.
Dear Sandra, your son got some habits, I hope you don't undermine them. Especially with all the girls that's hurt inside this climate. You a woman, so you know how it feels to be in alignment with emotions, hoping the man.
Now Drake really had to have some talk with his mom. That's 100% fact. After this, his mom called him. He's not going to share that public.
I can see you and not be blinded. Dear Dennis, you gave birth to a master manipulator. Even using you to prove who...
Nice talking to his father. Yo.
He is a huge favor. I think you should ask for more paper and more paper and more... more paper. I'm blaming you for all his gambling addictions. Psychopath intuition, the man that liked to play victim. You raised a horrible fucking person. The nerve of you, Dennis. Sandra, sit down. What I'm about to say is heavy. Now listen. Your son's a sick man with sick thoughts. I think niggas like him should die. Him and Weinstein should get fucked up in a cell for the rest of their life. He hates black women, hypersexualizing with kinks of a nympho fetish. Grew facial hair because he understood being the beard just fit him better. He got sex offenders.
It's a lot of accusations just now, bro. It just got hot. It got hot. Oh, shit. Compare them to Epstein. Then he called him a beard. And a beard is somebody that gets somebody else to act like they're a heterosexual couple. Because secretly, they are not. Oh, shit.
This on Hovio that he keep on a monthly allowance. A child should never be compromised and he keeping his child around him. Your hair because he understood being the beard just fit him better. He got sex offenders on Hovio that he keep on a monthly allowance. A child should never be compromised and he keeping his child around him. And we gotta raise our daughters knowing there's predators like him lurking. Fuck a rap battle, he should die so all of these women can live with a purpose. I've been in this industry 12 years.
That's heavy hits. These are haymakers.
I'ma tell y'all one little secret. It's some weird shit going on and some of these artists be here to police it. They be streamlining victims all inside of their home and calling them tender. Then leak videos of themselves to further push their agendas to any.
Oh, I'm the big D. And I got video proof. Oh, shit. Like I said, I'm the big D and I got video proof. And I didn't speak about this, but the video cover of this one, the video cover of Family Matters was just the show Family Matters. You know, the old show, Carl Winslow and all that. But the one for this one was a zoomed out version of the last 616 one where it was just a glove. It zoomed out. Now you see the glove, his shirt, a receipt, some bottles of Ozempic. And pretty much it was supposedly stolen from Dennis or his dad. And that's what the image of this one was. But if I don't remember later to say it, never mind. Actually, Drake will say it for me.
Any woman that be playing this music know that you're playing your sister, or better yet, selling your niece to the weirdos, not the good ones. Cat Williams, I gave you the truth, so I'ma get mine. The embassy about to get raided too, it's only a matter of time. Hey, LeBron, keep the family away. Hey, Curry, keep the family away. To anybody that embody the love for their kids, keep the family away. They looking at you too, if you standing by him. Keep the family away. I'm looking to shoot through any pervert that lives. Keep the family safe.
Shit. This just got deep and dark. Like, there's no way if you're Bron and Steph Curry, you're not questioning some shit. This just got deep and dark. Now he's hitting them with a mallet. Oh, in the boxing ring. Drake's last song was good, but this came out an hour later. Stepping on that shit. Because these haymakers are, he's using mallets. Like the big cartoon ones, you know, the big cartoon mallets.
And by him, keep the family away. I'm looking to shoot through any pervert that lives. Keep the family safe. Dear baby girl, I'm sorry that your father not active inside your world.
So far in this six minutes and 32-second song, we're exactly halfway through it, and he's already penned a letter to Drake's son, his madre, and his padre. Now, baby girl, who are we penning this letter to now?
Dear baby girl, I'm sorry that your father not active inside your world. He don't commit to much but his music, yeah, that's for sure. He a narcissist, misogynist, living inside his songs. Try to destroy families rather than taking care of his own. Should be teaching you timetables or watching Frozen with you. Or at your 11th birthday, singing poems with you. Instead, he being Turks, paying for sex and popping perks. Examples that you don't deserve. I wanna tell you that you're loved, you're brave, you're kind. You got a gift to change the world and can change your father's mind. Cause our children is the future, but he lives inside confusion. Money's always been illusion, but that's the life he's used to. His father probably didn't claim him neither. History do repeats itself, sometimes it don't need a reason. But I would like to say it's not your fault that he's hiding another child. Give him grace, this the reason I made Mr. Morale. So our babies like you can cope later. Give you some confidence to go through something, it's hope later. I never want to hear you chasing man cause it's failed behavior. Sitting in the club with sugar daddies for validation. You need to know that love is eternity and trumps all pain. I tell you who your father is, just play this song when it rains. Yes, he's a hit maker, songwriter, superstar, right? And a fucking deadbeat that should never say more life. Meet the Grams.
Well, damn. Well, damn. So, he's accusing Drake of hiding 11-year-old daughter.
Dear Harvey, I know you probably thinking I wanted to crash your party, but truthfully I don't have a hating bone in my body. This supposed to be a good exhibition within the game, but you fucked up the moment you called out my family's name. Why you had to stoop so low to discredit some decent people? Guess integrity is lost when the metaphors doesn't reach you. And I like to understand cause your house was never a home. 37 but you showing up as a 7-year-old. You got gambling problems, drinking problems, pill popping and spending problems. Bad with money, whorehouse, soliciting women problems. Therapy's a lovely start, but I suggest some ayahuasca. Strip the ego from the bottom. I try to empathize with you, cause I know that you ain't been through nothing. Crave entitlement, but wanna be like so bad that it's puzzling. No dominance, let's recap moments when you didn't fit in. No secret handshakes with your friend, no culture cachet to binge. Just disrespecting your mother, identity's on the fence. Don't know which family would love you. The skin that you living in is compromised in personas. Can't channel your masculine even when standing next to a woman. You a body shamer, you go hide them baby mamas, ain't ya? You embarrassed of them, that's not right, that ain't how mama raised us. Take that mask off, I wanna see what's under them achievements. Why believe you? You never gave us nothing to believe in. Cause you lied about religious views, you lied about your surgery, you lied about your accent and your past tense, all is perjury. You lied about your ghost riders, you lied about your crew members, they all pussy. You lied on them, I know they all got you in them. You lied about your son, you lied about your daughter, huh? You lied about them other kids that's out there hoping that you come. You lied about the only artist that can offer you some help. Fuck a rap battle, this a long life battle with yourself.
Oh, it's getting hot, so we're still doing this. Yeah, you're still listening. It's a long episode, huh? It's a long episode, huh? So, the main takeaway from this one, where he stepped on Drake's last hit song, that shit was fire. But this one dropped like about an hour later, or hour and a half later. With this one, which claims Drake has a daughter. And then Drake was, you know, using his tweets like, oh, where? Show me my daughter. Then he told academics, if I have a secret daughter that's 11-year-old, I'll quit rap and come work for you, academics. So, academics went on screen saying Drake sent Kendrick on a dummy mission. Planting false information in the camp. Also about the image of his stolen pills and stuff. What I hear is that he had to remove it because the receipts actually have the father's name or somebody's name on it, so you can't do that. But that one is also gone. So this one doesn't have an image anymore. Neither does 616 in LA doesn't have an image anymore. Whew. Well, after this song right here, Drake fans were happy. Because the lyrics is heavy hitting. The accusations, they're heavy, even if they're real or long. But since the people are saying it's fake, who knows? You never know if you really got a son. And then they try to find a girl that might be his son. Yes, I know. I'm not saying daughter. I know. But Drake fans also come off saying, hey, this is sleepy. Ding, ding, that's Alchemist beat. This is sleepy. I can't shake my ass to that. So it seems like Drake came up a little bit because his last song was fire. And this one that tried to step on it was not as fire, according to, although I think it was fucking blazing. It was a hit. Like a punch. It got him on that punch. But Drake fans were not convinced. They still thought, you know, Drake is up. So a few hours later, Kendrick dropped again.
I see dead people.
And he wasn't fucking around.
Mustard on the beat, ho, B-bo, any rat, nigga, he a freak, throw, man, damn, call her Amber Lambs, tell him, breathe, bro, Nella, nigga, to the cross, he walk around like Tizo, what's up with these jabroni-ass niggas trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama, how many ops you really got, I mean, it's too many options, I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton, beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walking down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pole on him, extort shit, bully the phone on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop.
Shit. Shit. Got me saying wop, 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 wop. That's how Denver is getting beat up right now by Minnesota 2-0. That's how they just, how the hell... I didn't know Minnesota was that good. How they beating Denver, the defending champs that just knocked off gentlemen sweep my Lakers like nothing. And they're getting wah, 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 wah. Oh, shit.
Knows now. And Baka got a weird case. Why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wah, 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 wah. That fuck them up. Wah, wah, wah. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
They free. That's a direct reply to. They free. This is a banger.
They not like us. They not like
they not
us.
Like us.
They not like
they
us.
They not like us.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like they us. Like you think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. Mm. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-rest that's for bitching? You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Well, over your foe. The other vaginal option. Pussy, nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne Grow, he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the wrong label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zon. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay.
That's what he's doing to Drake right now. Wah, 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 wah. He's fucking him up. On a club beat. This shit goes. What the fuck?
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Oh, LA's going nuts.
Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homie still doubled down, calling us some slaves.
Call back. Call back. I said, remember when he was saying you always trying to free the slaves or something? We call him back again.
Not like us. They not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homie still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug made you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. But 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth for the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar.
The family matter. That was Drake's last song a few songs ago. So, if you're not paying attention, Drake dropped Family Matters. Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams. And followed up, not too long after that, back to back with You Not Like Us, nigga!
He a fan. He a fan here. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, run for your life. Hey, run for your life.
Let me say OVO. Say OVO. Then step this way. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way.
Step this way.
Step that way.
The number one song in the country, my guy. That was that one. And it overtook Kendrick's other song, Euphoria. Damn. At this point, Drake fucked up. This was a heavy one, and it was a banger. Let's call him the pedophile, a minor. And it struck quickly, like a few hours. People, academics, there's video of when it dropped, and I watched academics' reaction when it was dropping, because, you know, he's live streaming for a lot of hours at a time. And Kendrick's drops were timed perfectly that it was disrupting whatever Ack was trying to do. Ack was trying to big up Drake and say, oh, Drake's last song, Family Matters, is better than all this shit. Every time he sits down and tries to do a real full breakdown of what Drake was saying, Kendrick drops. And you could see it in his face, like, fuck. My man's is losing. And then he has to listen to it over and over again and break that down. But then when he's all settled and ready to come on off time a few hours later after he took a nap to really fully break down Family Matters by Drake, Kendrick dropped Not Like Us. Yeah. K-Dot was fucking him up. And the thing that was going on, I think Joe Budden even took credit for fooling Drake that Kendrick is a slow writer. So early on, as Drake played into that early with his trolling and everything, you know, drop down, drop today. Oh, you can't run away from this one. You can't run away. You got to finish what you started. Drop now. Now this nigga won't stop. And he says, how many stock I got? 1, 2, 3, 5 plus 5. Shit. Drake gotta, like, throw in the towel. Throw in the towel. Just toss one in there in that ring. Shit. And about 2 days later, I don't know if it was longer or not, Drake dropped The Heart Part 6. And as you know, The Heart is Kendrick's series of songs. The Heart Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Drake took it upon himself to drop Part 6. The image of this one, and he dropped this a day ago. Oh, shit. Damn. The lyrics, the image of this one is Dave Freeze Twitter or Instagram, where he has a black heart and another finger heart emoji. And that's it. And it has a lot of likes 22 weeks ago. Oh, so about 2 days after the, like, by the way, all the clubs in LA are jamming to They're Not Like Us. This shit is a hit for real. Like, this shit is bringing the same vibes as Back to Back, back when Drake did this to Meek Mill. Not Like Us is a club banger, especially in the West Coast. Holy shit. Now this is Drake, The Heart Part 6.
The Pulitzer Prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped, I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in?
Okay, another callback to like two songs or three songs ago, maybe even four. The first one Kendrick dropped. He called back to this before on Family Matters a little bit, and I talked about it, and now he's doubling down on that same callback.
The cabinet is filed in. 1090 Jake would have took all the walls down. The streets would have had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connect stand up, not far down. The ones that you getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you not
concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive, nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6 months, the distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mom came over today and I was like, mother, I, wait a second. That's that one record where you say you got molested. Oh, fuck me, I just made the whole connection. This about to get so depressing. This is trauma from your own confessions. This when your father leave you home alone with no protection, so neglected. That's why these pedophile raps and shit you so obsessed with, it's so excessive. They acting like it's so aggressive, but you just never known affection. I don't wanna diss you anymore, this really got me second guessing. Touch My Body by Mariah Carey play, you probably start reflecting. I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why this the angle that you really mess with. Just for clarity, I feel disgusted, I'm too respected. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested.
That's Cap. He's on defense 100%.
Fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested. I'm way too famous for the shit you just suggested, but that's not the lesson. Clearly there's a deeper message. Deep cuts that never healed and now they got infected. Like if Dave really fucked your girl and got her pregnant. Talk about breeding resentment. Not sure how to ease the sentiment, the shit's too intimate. I'm praying you recover from both incidents, but you a piece of shit, so this shit really no coincidence. Drake is not a name that you gon' see on no sex offender list. Easy does it.
He's mad. You're a piece of shit. He's mad.
Mentioning A minor, but niggas gotta be sharp and tell the fans who was it. You thought you left D flat, D major. I slit your throat with the razor and do Rick Ross hair like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never look twice at no teenager. I'm a fucking hitmaker, dawg, not a peacemaker. Yeah, bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber. Yo ass in extreme danger. Stop buying views and buy comments. You may as well keep the paper. Shit you about to need for later. I give a fuck about your streaming data. You could drop 100 more records, I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet Jamaica. I don't wanna fight with a woman.
Is this song not sad or what? Do some defeated. He's coming up with same angles pretty much. And he's just on defense. Heavy, heavy backpedaling defense right now.
You could drop 100 more records, I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet Jamaica. I don't want to fight with a woman beater. It feeds your nature. If you still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the savior. Said if they deleted his music, then your music is going to a hypocrite. I don't understand why these people praise you. Sounding like you sent him commissary when he needs some paper. Album dropping soon, no wonder you turn a clout chaser instead of doing hard labor. Nigga, I see you when I see you like Fantasia. Whitney, you can hit me if you need a favor. And when I say I hit your back, it's a lot safer.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, this shit was some good exercise. Like, it's good to get out, get the pen
working. White towel.
You would be a worthy competitor if I was really a predator and you weren't fucking lying to every blogger and editor, but it is what it is. You definitely got this shit burnt the fuck out though. Like,
white
you got
flag.
10 more records to drop. The one before the last one, we finessed you into telling a story that doesn't even exist. And then you go and drop the West Coast one to try and cover that up. I would like that one. That would be some shit I could dance to if you wasn't.
I would
down
like
on
that
some
one.
Whole other bullshit, but you know, at least your fans are getting some raps out of you. I'm happy I can motivate you,
100%.
Bring you back to the game, like, you know. But just let me know when we get into the facts. Everything in my shit is facts. I'm waiting on you to return the favor, like.
Oh, he's sad. And that's the last one that was dropped a day ago. And a lot of people thought Kendrick is going to drop right away. It sounds like somebody just got defeated. That's what he sounds like he's tired. Like he just got fucked up. Now he's on defense. He's trying to clean it. Like, because he couldn't just say nothing. Like, nah, this people are in the club shaking their ass to "You're a pedophile, bro." You can't just say nothing. You have to say something, but he is bowing out. He's trying to sun him a little bit. Like, oh, I have to bow because you're telling too many lies. Stop. You don't have no more angles. You already talked about day three. Now you're pretty much on defense. You got nothing new. There's nothing new. You spent two or three songs talking about the sun is not yours, it's day three's. Okay. He started out saying, "You're hiding a daughter. You're fucking underage girls. You're buying hookers. You're neglecting your son. You should be on a registry. You should die like Epstein." Like, yo. Kendrick Lamar tucked the sensitive rapper back into his cubbyhole. So in terms of scoring, last I had the show, I scored a 2-1. And after this whole thing now, if it ends right now, I call it 4-2. That's a gentleman's sweep. We're talking about the finals. It went to game 6. No, game 5. Wait, no. 4 plus 2 is 6. So it went to game 6. Now, let me say where I give the points at. I give the points to Drake's Family Matters. It was pretty good because after 6-1-6... it was kind of like a wash. It was a jab. It wasn't really meant to really hit. Family Matters hit. But then, well, I didn't give a point to Family Matters. But then the point goes to Kendrick because it stepped on it right away. He stepped on it right away. So that point went to Kendrick for coming right back with his heat on Alchemist beat. And then he came right back after people were talking that he got baited, whatnot, which that's where Drake gets the point at. The way he dodged that blow, and now he put it out there that Kendrick is just lying. He's just lying. Although Kendrick started this whole thing saying, "Don't lie about me and I'll tell the truth. I won't tell the truth about you." So I started this whole thing that he was going to lie on you. But that's where Drake got his second point at. In terms of the rapping and execution, Kendrick is up. He's rapping his ass off. He's rapping. He's creating great music. He's unorthodox, like I said before. He's hitting. He's landing these shots. He's landing all these shots. And the execution, the speed, his rebuttal. And then he dropped a banger after people were complaining that you can't shake your ass to them. But this last one, the bow out from the fight, I think that's where Drake got his last point. Because it was already 4-1 before Drake did this last day free. Now, the song wasn't defense. It wasn't good. He was giving up. He was throwing a lot of white flags. A lot of white flags. That he's pretty much bowing out, throwing in the towel, taking credit for things that I don't... he might not have done, but he's taking credit. I believe Academics might be the one that just gave him credit for sending him on a dummy mission, which he probably did. That wasn't in his plans. He just took that credit. Like he was backpedaling, playing defense, but we'll give him Defensive Player of the Year. It sucks. Defensive Player of the Year doesn't suck in NBA. I'm talking about in rap. He was backpedaling, he was taking credit here and there, but he was also bound out of he was thrown in the right white flag. Now it's up to Kendrick to really demolish him, hit him while he's down on the ground. Step on his head. Most people thought Kendrick was going to drop another one in a few hours. But he doesn't have to. This is like after he dropped back-to-back, after Drake dropped back-to-back, and McMill dropped some shit, and Drake never responded. This is that moment right here where if Kendrick doesn't respond or drop another song, he's already won. And Drake is clearly saying, I give up. White flag, white flag. So that's why I gave Drake a point for doing that. He just came back just to try to quash the rumors, because you can't say nothing. This dude's calling you a pedophile for real. He literally said those words. But it got dark and this got great. All these are great music, bro. This has never happened before in hip hop. I don't believe it will in a long time. Like, the top two in the game go at it, and the songs are coming back. Bam, bam, bam. Good songs, good lyrics, good writing, good. Yeah, it hasn't happened. I know people talk about, oh, Jay-Z and Nas, this thing back in the day. LL Cool J, Mama said, knock you out. But number one and number two going at it like this, bang, bang. This was Clash of Titans. And Kendrick wins. He won. He is the boogeyman. J. Cole is like the smartest person in the world. Yeah, he is the smartest person in the world at this point, because he bowed out. He apologized. Now, Drake, go on tour and apologize, bro. Well, this last song was Drake's version of that. But yeah, it's 4-2, Kendrick. Kendrick won. A lot of people are saying it's 4-0, but nah. Drake got some points on here. Drake wasn't just dead the whole time. But at this point, you know, Kendrick replying, it's not necessary. I think Top Dog says he's not. I think he tweeted and said Kendrick isn't going to reply. It's no point. There's really no point in it. In the NBA, I'm going to keep going with these different terminologies. Like in the NBA, you know, last 30 seconds and you're up. Like, you don't got to score. You're up by a lot. Like, you don't got to score. If you do score, the team gets mad, because just waste time, bro. You don't gotta score after that. The game is over. We've already lost. What are you doing? Of course, I've never seen Kendrick in this spot. Like, last time he called out everybody, people tucked their tails, and that was over a decade ago. He called out Drake again. Drake thought, you know, he had the upper hand, but he was sadly mistaken. He's the boogeyman for real. Stay away. He's the boogeyman for real.